Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Visit Broadcast is over there. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful parent missionary, Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. The Lord has blessed missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio with our radio broadcast, prison ministry broadcast, as part of our ministry. Amen. And we're doing a series of teaching of the end times coming from the 24th chapter of St. Matthew. Amen. We're going to try to wrap it up on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion missionary Velvet is here to read the word of God. Amen. Now, Jesus just clearly told you, no man know the day nor the hour that the Son of Man cometh, but my Father only. And I want to stress that. So there's no need for these people trying to predict when the Lord come. I'm telling you, people are doing some crazy things. Amen. Come back in the 1980s. Somebody was trying to, amen, predict when the Lord come. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. It was so sad. He tried to predict when the Lord come. Amen. Lord gonna come this year. Come that year and all that. And when Jesus said, no man know the day, know the hour. So don't get caught up in all that stuff. And these folk trying to pull Jesus out the sky, don't get caught up in all that stuff. Amen. When Christ over there said, he's in the desert and all that, don't you go over there. In the secret chamber, don't you go over there. Perform signs and wonders, don't be fooled. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Because, amen, Jesus is going to come and going to be like a rapture. He's going to grab you like a magnet if you got the Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, I'm talking on the inside. You're going to be left behind. I'm telling you, praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to, amen, what Jesus was talking about in St. Matthew 24 and 45. What do you say?
44. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Amen.
The 45th verse.
The 44th verse says, therefore, be ye also ready. Don't be getting ready, but be ye also ready. You got some people say, I'm in the process of getting ready. Amen. How in the world are you going to be able to catch the bus if you're in the process of getting out there? The bus be done come and gone. And amen. And you'll be left behind. The Lord didn't say be getting ready. He said be ready. You hear me? Church people need to be ready. Amen. You got a lot of folks say, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. Amen. You need to be ready. The Jesus come to get you ready. Be saved. Be sanctified through the blood. Be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Not just be in the process of getting it, but show enough, get it on the inside. So you'll be ready when Jesus comes. What is that?
Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
Amen. I'm telling you, when the Lord comes, he want to find you living holy, living right. Amen. Letting your light shine. Let people know I'm a child of God. That's what he want to find you, praying, seeking the Lord, going higher and deeper in God. I'm telling you, that's what he want to come and find you doing. He don't want you to come and find you in the whorehouses. Come and find you, amen, stealing and robbing. Find you, amen, praise God, amen, playing card games, gambling at the casinos. But he wants to find you, amen, working for him, living for him, serving him. That's what he wants to find you doing. Amen. Not you over there gossiping and backbiting and talking about folks. But he wants you, amen, you to be living for him, serving him with all your heart, your soul, your might, your strength. That's what he wants to come and find you doing.
Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his good.
Amen. The Lord will bless you. I'm telling you, he'll bless you. He will, amen. You'll get eternal life and reap rewards. Praise God. I'm telling you.
But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delay his coming.
And the world living like the Lord is never coming back. That's what they're living like. The world living like the Lord ain't never coming back.
And shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken.
Amen. That's what they're doing. Partying and doing. Getting drinking and doing. Amen. Getting high on booze and all that stuff. Praise God.
The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of.
And the Lord gonna catch him with the work undone.
And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gashing of teeth.
Amen. That soul be lost in the fires of hell. Let me tell you. That's the reason why people need to wake up. I'm on prayer. Amen. That's why I buy time on radio. To spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. People need to get ready to meet the Lord. You need to stop, amen, letting the devil fool you. Now's the time to pray. Call on the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Amen. I'm telling you, give up the world. Give up sin. Pray God. Them church, them sanctified people sing that song. One day, Lord, I gave up this world for you. One day, Lord, I gave up this world for you. Gave up my friends, my kindreds too. I gave up this world for you. You got to get the world up. People just love the world too much. That's why they can't get saved, because they love the world too much. But you got to be give the world up. Amen. People want to holler about the color, the race of Jesus and all that. I'm telling you, the Lord, amen, is not mixed up in that foolishness. I'm telling you, because the Lord loved people because he made all nations by one blood. Amen. And I'm telling you, up in heaven going to be all races of people, nationalities, and all of that. God is not in that foolishness. He's not in that foolishness. Hear me? Amen. What did Revelation 7:9 say, Missionary Velvet? I'm telling you, because the Lord is not in that foolishness. So don't get caught up in all that foolishness. Want to argue about Jesus' complexion. Amen. Jesus didn't say argue about his complexion. You need to repent and be saved. That's what he said. What did the Bible say?
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, with no man can number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and for the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands.
Amen. I'm telling you, that's what it is. We got that love. We don't have time for that foolishness. Amen. That's the devil got these people arguing about the complexion of Jesus. Amen. They're going to be in hell burning arguing about his complexion. But I'm telling you, amen, I love Jesus for who he is, the Son of God. You hear me? Praise God. I'm telling you, amen, Jesus is the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world. I'm telling you, Jesus come to save you from your sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm telling you, no matter who you are, if you saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, you my brother and sister, whether you Japanese, whether you Chinese, whether you, amen, Eskimo, whether you, amen, from, amen, Great Britain, or whether you from France, or whether you from Africa, it don't matter. You hear me? If you're saved and sanctified and baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, you are my brother. You are my sister in Christ. Amen. That's the God I serve. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, because the Lord wants the people that are ready to meet him. That are ready to meet him. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, they are ready to meet him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's a powerful message. I mean, it's a deep one. Praise the Lord. Amen. If y'all like to, amen, praise our God, to hear this message or series, click on to my website, Heaven Bound Train website. Amen. And praise our God, and y'all can click on it. Amen. And hear these messages. Amen. And also, amen, They download my programs on the Wilkerson broadcast on the network. Praise the Lord. And you can click on it and hear the teachings. Praise God. To bless your soul real good. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we wrap the message up. Glory to God. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we've been teaching and preaching all these 8 weeks and months about the end times. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in our bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, eye disease. Lord, whatever it is, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. You got a plan for their life. Transform and change them. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise the songs and the reason I'm in this church. I don't want to be lost. The reason I'm in this church, I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be lost when Jesus comes. So we told the message all this month and saying, be ye also ready. Because the day of the hour, the Lord is coming for you and I. He wants you to be ready. So give your heart and mind and soul fully to Jesus Christ. And you will not regret it. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. So don't give up. Jesus loves you. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us. We pray for you. And the Lord has a plan for your life too. Give yourself fully over to him too. Remember that Jesus loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you to give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord opened up doors. We go into the jails and prisons. And those you that's incarcerated can write our ministry with letters called period of time, Sir Velvet and I gather letters to read here on this broadcast. And your letter could be read. So you can write us. Amen. Address all mail to my mailing address. Amen. And we will take your letters and we will respect your privacy. And certain things we put on the air. We do that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Today's broadcast, this Chaplain William Owens, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.